side. He said, them that don't have the Spirit of God, he said, they are none of his. I believe that's Romans 8, chapter verse 9, verse 9. The Spirit of God, he says, he sent the Spirit of God as the comforter to lead us and to guide us. What? Into all that is true. Because we walked in our way for so long. God sent the comforter. He came down that he may lead us. Coming into the doors every Sabbath, apprehending a comfortable seat, or even singing in the choir. Such beautiful voices won't get you into the kingdom of God alone. For those are parts of the work and the work towards the deliverance of the people. But God says obedience is better than any of my sacrifices. 99 and a half won't do. Will I fear God or will I fear man? Because I love him, God said, if you say you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. Amen. John 14 and 15. He said, if you say you love me, you do what I have commanded you to do. You keep my commandments. Why? Because my people serve me so much with their lips, and their hearts are so far from me. Amen. But God, being the one that tries the reins of every man's heart, God knows everything. And enough love within God to chastise us, to rebuke us, that we may have another chance to get it right. As long as we have breath in our body, we have a chance to make it, to get it right. Remember Psalms, the 30th chapter. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it'll come when the time is for it to come. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again, this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
All right, y'all, it's your boy CJ. Yeah, I'm in the studio on a Sunday. Don't get confused, this is CJ, and we're live for a very, very special Sunday edition. I mean, first of all, y'all, most of y'all know We're here for a official listening party. And I'm not going to say a local artist. I'm going to stay away from that because we're not claiming local. You know, we're going to claim this thing is already next level of what y'all about to hear. Yeah. Now, y'all know this is rare for me because I don't call talent in that often. But when I hear something that's, I won't say a diamond in the rough, I'm going to stay away from that one already because the diamond is already shining.
Amen.
Yeah, so, without further ado, I have Minister Cynthia Humphrey and friends in the studio. Now, they didn't have me cracking up. My stomach already hurting. Literally, my stomach is hurting. So we're gonna go around the studio and let them introduce themselves one by one. Y'all can go ahead. Let the folks know who you are.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is your pastor, Pastor T. Michael Sands, here celebrating with Minister Cindy Humphrey and the rest of my friends. So glad to be here.
Matthew Wilson, I was the producer on the project and have known Cindy almost all my life. Man. So it was a blessing to be a part of this project with her.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Amen. This is Charmaine Humphrey. I'm here celebrating with my mommy, Amen. Minister Cindy Humphrey.
That is awesome. That's awesome.
Praise the Lord,
everybody. Yeah, getting that mic.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor-elect Carl Taylor III of the New Christian Life Fellowship here celebrating with Miss Cindy Humphrey. Amen. God bless you so much.
That is truly, truly awesome. Now, we're going to have a little fun before we play this first song. You know, I have to crank it off with Pastor Sands.
Come on, come on.
Give us a word, Pastor.
Help us, Jesus.
Give us a word, Pastor.
Well, Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes from the topic, stay under the blood.
Stay under the blood.
Yes, indeed.
That text ain't got nothing to do with the blood, but I tell you what, you ought to stay under the blood.
Yes, indeed. Folks, y'all tuned in to Cindy Humphrey and Friends official listening party. Yeah, you guys about to be blown away.
Yeah.
So, what we gonna do? We gonna get into this first song, and after this first, I got these JBLs pumping.
Come on.
We finna have a praise party in here,
Amen.
And we just gonna have fun, folks. So, Minister Cynthia Humphrey, Cindy, and friends, tell them the name of this first song we finna play. Cindy.
Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Let's get it. You listen to KYTKQJO.
The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Put your hands together.
Ooh.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands together.
Let's pray. Oh. Let's pray.
Oh, put your hands together.
Put your hands together.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Lord help.
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh my goodness.
Lord.
Oh. I mean like that's just like hot, like
the leads for me.
Like the leads for me.
Wow.
You know, being a program director, it's hard at times to judge talent, you know. But what I'm listening to, seriously, like this is like this is not nothing local.
Amen.
This is no local sound. Like, I mean, if I put this in and I put Ty Tribbett in or Fred Hammond in right behind it, it's right there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, tell me a little bit about that first song. What inspired you to write that particular song?
That song comes from my heart, just as all the music does.
Right.
But it just says to me that I have a right to praise God. He's just that good to me.
I got you.
So I have a right to praise him. And every time I think about praising him, I want to put my hands together. I love God.
That is truly, truly awesome. So let's get into a little bit of this production on this project. Okay.
Matt Wilson, I'm going to let him share a few
Okay. So
my vision. Can I just say that?
Yes, you can say whatever you want.
He took my vision and he put his magic on it. That's a magic touch. That's all that is. And he is awesome at what he does, but not only that, he's dependable.
Right.
And that works for a project like ours. And so I just say he's awesome, he's dependable, and I love him. Been with him all his life.
That's true.
So he's going to tell you a little bit.
Okay, so what was your approach on producing this project?
The main thing is just considering the majority of the stuff that I do, I like to try to consider how would it come across live.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was a part of United Voices for years and, you know, a part of MLP for years. And so understanding how she orchestrates a concert,
right,
how she does a musical,
right,
I know the energy that she throws at the first song.
Right,
so,
right.
This particular song, I was just thinking, okay, if we did this live, what do you want it to feel like?
Right.
So for me, you know, the breaks at the beginning, everything just to amplify what the words are saying, and then just to kind of give some context to how you would come on stage, just thinking about the live element of it.
Right, right.
I wanted it to embody just the simplicity of the words, mm-hmm. but I wanted to have a punch behind it.
Right, right.
Just, you know, if we're putting our hands together, if we feel that we have a right to praise him, that should be an aggression.
That's
right, right.
I wanted to have a drive to it.
And you did a beautiful job with that, Doc.
Yeah.
Beautiful job. So let's talk about a few of the musicians on the project.
So for the majority of the work was me and a lot of keyboard programming.
Okay.
One of my close friends and my bass player at my church, Antoine Stewart, we call him Toot. Shout out to Toot.
Toot. Okay.
I knew when I first started working on this, I wasn't going to be able to do the bass no justice.
Oh, no.
I knew
playing with a guy like Toot every morning.
Yeah, man.
Man, I'm jealous of you, man, because me and Toot did a few shows together.
Yeah.
And you got him every morning. Toot, come over here with me.
Man. When I tell you, I wouldn't trade that dude for nothing.
I understand. Hey, your chemistry together on this project.
Yeah, he. But the thing I love about him as a musician and as a man is just his ability to be able to hear something and not be afraid to explore the song.
Yeah. Right.
He understands what the vision is, but at the same time, he knows I trust him.
Right.
To put his own spin on it
and
to execute it at that level. And every time I throw something in his hand, he never lets me down.
I understand, Doc.
That's my dude. Shout out to my boy, Toot.
Nothing but love for you, Toot. Nothing but love for you. But I can't praise enough on your production on this project. Beautifully done, well executed. I mean, anointed praising.
Thank you.
You know, and it's genius. I mean, you guys really, really. I mean, I'm not calling this no local project. I mean, it's definitely gonna be in rotation.
Amen.
This project.
Amen.
Shemaine, you've been quiet on me. I've been knowing this girl since she's a little youngster. Get up to that mic, gal. Get up to that mic.
I'm up to
You up to that, Mike? So tell me how you feeling about Mommy's project.
I am very proud of my mommy, first of all.
Okay.
And one thing I want to say as far as, like, with this project, it's taken her a few years to get it out.
Okay,
and
that's right.
And sometimes she's gotten, you know, discouraged or whatever.
Right.
And so basically, you know, the Bible says that God will restore the years. And so basically,
that's right.
He's given her her just due now.
That's right.
In her season, and she does definitely deserve it.
Oh, my God.
Well said, well said, well said. We going to get into this next record. But you know, after we get out this next record, I'm coming back. Well, Pastor, I'm going to let you do a little. But I say it. Pastor saying hurts my heart. I'm not finna put him on the mic right now. I'm turning this mic down right now. I love you, Pastor.
Love you, bro.
Yes, we do.
So, this next record, hashtag.
Hashtag Jesus.
Hashtag Jesus.
Yeah.
We gonna come into that record right now. Y'all ready for to get that record going?
Yeah.
Y'all see, I made sure I had the JBLs. Y'all here, I got it blessed in here for y'all. We having a praise party here, y'all.
Yeah.
We ain't never going home.
Shout out to my best friend Josh on the vocals.
Josh,
the lead vocals.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. But let's get this thing going. You're listening to KAYTKQJO. This next record, hashtag Jesus. Let's get it, y'all.
Calling your name, calling your name.
wee wee in French voice.
Wee wee.
Wee wee wee. That's hot, y'all. I mean, like.
Wee wee. Praise.
I mean.
Not weed, but wee wee.
Like,
wee wee.
Like, that's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Pastor Sam.
Yes, sir.
God is good.
Man, they better get some. And I'm not talking about some. I'm talking about Jesus. The name that still matters.
That's right. That's
right. The name that only can save.
That's right. That's right. Folks.
Yeah, yeah. Look, that number is really fire, for real.
It really is.
I was just sitting here thinking, man, that's me singing that Soprano. I can hardly believe that.
Wow, Pastor.
Proper and all. Hashtag Jesus.
Folks, you are tuning in right now. Minister Simfrey Humphrey with our WEP Send In Friends Tablet of My Heart right here on KYTKQJO with special guests in the studio. And this is a very, very talented project. I mean, these are anointed people of God putting this together to put such a big sound. I mean, the sound is big.
Yeah.
And that's, that really has me that the sound is so big, you know, for, you know, I really, really think that this has a real potential to go to another level. I mean, really, really go to another level. But I got to pick on Pastor Sands a little while. He's a whole comedian on his own. Pastor, as you was watching this project with Minister Cindy come together, tell me some of the things that you witnessed and you experienced.
Oh, God.
As
listen.
Well, hold on. Give Pastor.
You might need to ask Pastor Colin, not Pastor.
Pastor Colin. I'm going to put y'all both together.
Don't put them together.
I got to put them together. Get grab that mic.
Get to that mic, Pastor.
Yeah, I'm going to mix y'all together on this.
Yes, we are.
This is liquid gold. Y'all have to put it in.
Listen.
I was privileged to be on one song.
Yes, sir.
So I was able to come in on the project and see amazing things happen.
Uh-huh.
We laughed, we joked, we talked afterwards.
That's good.
And it was always good. But most of all, we kept Jesus the first and foremost.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And Charmaine said it best. She's proud of her mama. I'm proud of Miss Cindy.
Right, right.
I was privileged to join MOP in 08. She asked me to come and join in 08, and I'm so thankful to have been asked to come and join and be in Miss Cindy's life. But Miss Cindy was in my life way before 08.
Right.
Lil' Carl and Rosenthal.
Right, right. That is
always awesome. Asking her to sing. He'll welcome me.
Yes, indeed.
But I'm just proud of Miss Cindy. So proud of Miss Cindy.
And just to add to what Brother Carl has stated this afternoon, I really think it's important for people to understand that even though, you know, we are about ministry, we're friends in real life.
Right.
You know, and so
that makes such a big difference.
I'm at their house, they at my house.
Right.
When we get together, we're about ministry, but we're also about having fun.
That's right. That's right.
And so, yeah, what you see is what you get.
That's right.
You can get anything. I'm a Pentecostal, so, you know, I can tell you. They Baptists, so their stories ain't like mine. I got some stories. So when they get Mother Lyda, Mother Brown, or J.B. Sands, they going to get some laughs. Absolutely, always.
Pastor, I don't think it's been a church that you done been in that you haven't lit fire to.
Right. You know, right.
I got that Pentecostal fire.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Folks, it's no secret about Minister Humphrey. She's outside of this project for years and years. I've been knowing her for years. Had the privilege to play with her on several occasions, and it's always been a privilege. And this is what I personally know. She has always, always been in the church and always tried to uplift others.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's always been in the community, not just local community. She's traveled not just the state, but around the country, spreading the word of God. And it's truly an honor and privilege to have you in our studios
today. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about your project, and I'm claiming success on this project.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That you guys are going to do what it needs to do to have this word all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just the production on it, I have to say, is just, you know, it was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
You know, This is not no local stuff going on, y'all. I'm just telling you, I listen to a lot of music. I have to go through a lot of music, you know, before I put it on the air. Yeah. You know, I go through a lot of music. I'm gonna keep saying it. And this is some other stuff going on, y'all got here.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Sayers, you know, I'm coming back to you, man. I'm coming back to you, Doc. We getting ready
all right, bless you, sir.
We getting ready to go into this next record. Everybody's talking.
Yeah.
Before I go, Pastor Sayers, I want you to introduce the record. But before I go to that, Cindy, what was the inspiration behind this particular record, Everybody's Talking?
For me, it speaks to me. Yeah. I wrote the song, but it speaks to me. Okay. Everybody's talking about heaven, I ain't going there. I'm going to heaven, but right. We're not living like we want to go to heaven.
That's right.
I want to live because I want to live again.
Yes.
And so heaven is my goal. That's the song we sing. Heaven is my goal. Heaven is my each and every day. And heaven is my goal. So I'm not just talking about heaven. I want to live heaven. I want to go to heaven. So everybody's talking about heaven, ain't going there.
Ooh.
Just talking.
That is deep. Y'all better listen. Y'all better listen. Well, in the studio, Cindy Humphrey and friends, Cindy and friends. Pastor Sayers, everybody's talking.
Listen, everybody got that Pentecostal white home. Uh-oh. But Pentecostal more than the dance is a lifestyle.
Uh-oh.
So
amen.
Let's hear everybody's talking. Let's go, bro.
All right, you're listening to KYT, KQJO, Cindy and friends. Everybody's talking. Let's get it.